Should I blur the background?
Don't blur the background. No, it looks cool.
Blurring the background's got to be the worst video move you can do, besides not being on video.
No, blurring the background is pretty rough. I agree with you. It's kind of,
it never works.
Like, I get why people do it. No, I know. I did it recently because I was in a hotel room like this, and my shit was kind of everywhere. So I was like, okay, I don't really want people to see this. It's kind of awkward to like.
Yeah,
I think it's a little too personal when people see like your bed and shit. Like, if I'm on a call with you and I see where you sleep at night, like, I don't. I think that's weird, right?
I don't know. I think it's fine.
I don't want to see your nightstand.
If
like,
your
you know
bed's
what I mean?
If your
like,
bed's in the frame, it should be made at least a little bit made. You know, it doesn't have to be like,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to be running it like the Navy in there, but you got to at least get that top sheet decently nice.
No, I agree with you. If you are going to show bed on your Zoom, like you gotta have that shit made. Like, you gotta have it pretty tight. You gotta have it tight. Three, two, one. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
I like when I go really high energy and then you go ultra low energy to try to find those levels.
It's late at night, Alex.
It is late night. Man, dude, you're in the future. What's
yeah,
it like?
What? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
yeah,
cool.
you're in the future.
Yeah, it's pretty
like,
shitty in New York.
You've already seen
though.
The afternoon here. Yeah. Why is it shitty in New York?
So a bunch of smoke rolled in from like some Canadian wildfire. And so it was all like dusty today.
Really?
Like noticeably smoky. Yeah.
Really interesting. I heard the weather's been good though. It's been like 88 and stuff, and like
it was sick. Yeah.
Hot. I am back in Silver Lake, Los Angeles, California. And guess what? I'm looking out the window. It's only 6:25 here and it's gray because the weather here sucks and the people here suck and this place sucks. And yeah, nothing has really changed.
You're being too hard on LA. You're getting the bottom of the barrel LA right now.
I've spent too much time here.
And probably like all aspects.
Yeah. I mean, that's also like when I really start to feel my New Yorkerness is when I am in LA. Then, you know, I start wearing my Mets hat more, you know.
Yeah, as
I start telling people I'm from New York. Like it's really shitty here. I really don't like it. I want to come home.
Yeah, as you should be wearing your Mets hat in LA.
That's right. Oh, you were at the Met game the other day. We did lose that game, but it looked like a fun one at least. How was City Field? How were the fans?
Oh, it was great. It was a fun one. It's one of those days where like the weather. Fucking old man talking about the weather. It was a good game. I don't know. We saw some home runs.
Beautiful, beautiful night.
Yeah,
beautiful night for
it was
some baseball.
Day, you know, it was a day. One inning, I'd have my sweatshirt on, and the next inning I'd take it off and then put it back on, put it back, take it off. You know. Endless cycle.
Beautiful.
But yeah. No, it was a good game. I always like going to City Field.
I mean, you've been to more Met games than I have this year.
Yeah.
That's two. That's a fact.
I've been to two.
Yeah, that's 2-0. So those are how numbers work. So yeah, I mean I gotta get home and I gotta go see the Metsies. They're not good, but you know, I do miss them. And
they're
been watching the NBA finals. You wanna talk about Sports Center?
Heat are still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see a series. That's all I really.
So, I think people are pretty high.
I was
on
happy
the heat.
That
people are high on the Heat.
Really? I thought people were high on the Nuggets. I thought the Nuggets were going to sweep that thing for a second.
It's just, you know, sports media just being like 1 week.
Yeah.
You know how it goes.
Yeah. Overreacting to one game.
Yeah.
Have you been maxing?
I have been maxing, and I regret to report that my Max app is fucking up. Like,
really?
Consistently. Yeah. It's tough.
No way.
So basically when I try to play a show, it just like it'll freeze. Like right when like the pre-show, like in the previews, it'll just freeze.
Okay.
And then it'll like crash my Apple TV. And it'll do that like 5 times. And then it finally works.
That's
really bad. I spent, you know, 15 minutes trying to watch a show today.
Whoa, that's not good. Yeah. I will say I've only used it once when I watched the Succession finale, which I thought was very good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little bit finicky at first. When I went to go put on Succession, it was like giving me the spinning wheel for a sec. And I was like, oh man, this could be, you know, catastrophic. This could be a meltdown. But it did go into the program and I was able to watch it. So I got to say, like, pretty ballsy, right? Of HBO and Max or whoever the fuck is behind all this. Universal, you know, fucking Discovery Plus or whatever. Like, for them to launch a new app right before what I imagine is probably the biggest episode ratings-wise of years, probably, right?
Yeah.
Succession, the finale, has got to be...
Probably since, like Game of Thrones.
Appointment television. Yeah, that's what I mean. Probably since Game of Thrones. So to have a new app that you are putting out there that people have to download, you know how fucking apps
that's
are.
That's a lot of pressure.
Never work. That's a lot of pressure. So I got to give them some credit for that because it did work for me and I didn't hear a ton of people complaining too much.
Yeah, I mean, when my shit was popping off, when it was lagging, when it was pausing, I looked on Twitter and there was really no complaints. So I guess it's just me, maybe.
There was that funny TikTok. Did you see that one?
Where the human
auth. Yeah, it was like, if you forgot your password, it gave you like a series of tests to get your account back.
Yeah, and undoable tests.
Yeah, some of the tests were, they were really hard. They were like music tests and like video tests, not like which one of these three images are bicycles. Like that seems pretty,
Yeah, again, they were military grade human tests.
Yeah, they were advanced robot tests. But
yeah,
I thought that had me crying when I was like went into the musical test and it was just like,
oh my God.
Beep, 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 beep. It's like, which one of these is repetitive or something? It was wild. That's a wild scene. So
yeah, I mean,
I didn't get that, but that TikTok made me laugh.
Yeah, I didn't get that either, but that would fuck me up. I would not. I like what was your first pet name? Those are my type of security questions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, my name, of course.
Yeah.
I never had any pets.
Yeah.
So,
did you?
That's my
favorite feature of Max is got to be the avatars and the your usernames, your profile.
I didn't see that.
Are you not on Max with anyone else?
Every day, no. Because I'm staying at a hotel, and this place, the hotel is amazing, but my TV is a dumb TV. It doesn't have streaming or apps or anything like that. Which
you just got regular ass HBO. Days,
I just got a regular ass HBO, which was good because I was able to watch The Idol, which we should probably talk about, on Sunday night exactly at 9 o'clock. But if I was not there waiting for it, I wouldn't have been able to watch it because I had to watch on regular HBO television, which was kind of fun. Like at nights, I'm like kind of watching some like, you know, just what's on TV, which is like Seinfeld or like Friends or like some Office. It's like the same like five shows. But we got to talk about The Idol.
Mm-hmm.
You did watch it, right?
I did watch it. I watched it today.
Yeah. You were saying that you weren't interested, right?
I mean,
you were like kind of on the fence about it?
Oh, I mean, I was pretty interested in some of the things.
Okay.
No, I mean,
before going into the show, not.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't care. I didn't read any of those articles. Too long, didn't read. I don't care.
But you, that was a long Rolling Stone article. But you like Euphoria, though.
Yeah, I like Euphoria.
I mean, the whole press behind this show was that it was like Euphoria, but crazier, more sex, more wild, more sleazy. And then like the general concept of the show is that it's like loosely based on like a Britney Spears type pop star.
Yeah, yeah.
And then The Weeknd is like the executive producer and has casted himself. And
Bold move.
And then the big drama was that they recorded or they filmed the entire season of the show, where a woman was sort of like the main director and sort of the main showrunner. And then Sam Levinson and HBO apparently didn't like what they had made and then scrapped the whole fucking show and then reshot it completely with a new vision, like at The Weeknd's actual house, which is part of the show.
Damn,
and
that's his house. He really lives like that?
That's his actual house. Yeah,
he really
lives.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I will say, so I did watch the first episode and I just got to say, the show is bad. The writing is bad. The sex is gratuitous. It feels like indie sleaze for like controversy's sake versus like plot. The Weeknd is not particularly good in this show.
No.
I will be watching every Sunday. Every Sunday, 9 p.m. I will be there, appointment television, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, I think nowadays people are just so used to being like, oh, this is the greatest show of all time. This is the worst show of all time. But it's fine if it doesn't. Yeah. It's fine if it's neither. And I don't know. I agree with you completely. Like that plot. I don't really know what went on. But I was intrigued. I was titillated. And I did not think The Weeknd was that good either. Like bad acting.
Terrible.
I mean, he did hit that bump of coke pretty pretty cool, like a cool guy.
Yeah.
That was a cool moment.
It's like a shittier Uncut Gems. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why he wants to be an actor. And then, like, get the man a real wig. Like, that wig looks so fake. It looked like a Halloween store wig, right? Like, he just looked, like, so fake. Like, I don't know. I mean, it also has, like, Entourage energy, right? Yeah. Like, it has, like, a bit of that, like, early 2000s kind of vibe, which, as you know, I enjoyed Entourage, which now is incredibly problematic if you watch it back. But, like, I did enjoy it when it was on TV.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with enjoying a TV show.
And it's kind of like, you know, it's like junk food. You know, it's bad for you. You know, it's not good, but like, you kind of want it sometimes. And so Sunday night HBO, The Idol. I don't expect it to go anywhere good, but
my expectations are pretty low. But I'll probably keep watching it. I don't know.
It's fun to look at, right? You know, you got all these like celebrities in it and you got all this like music, and it's just like, obviously Sam Levinson is a very good director, like from Euphoria, like that guy has gotten enough recognition and I would imagine respect for his work, but it just seems like it's kind of like empty. But fuck it. Does every show need to be fucking, like you said, does it have to be the greatest thing that's ever been made, or can it just be a fairly shitty but fun, you know, sexy show that it just feels very expected, I would say. Like, that's the whole thing. I'm like, I know exactly where this is going, and there's nothing surprising about it whatsoever.
That's what I would say. It doesn't feel like the writing's very top-notch on this series.
No.
It reminds me of, like, an A24 production where sometimes, only sometimes, the writing is complete dog shit, and it's just built on, like, you know, attractive people and having the film being impeccably made and produced.
Yeah, it's beautiful to look at. The people are beautiful to look at. It's got celebrities, it's got houses, it's got sex, it's got drugs. It's like, yeah, that's enough. You don't need like a grade A plot, like Succession, you know what I mean, or Euphoria, which you know, I think, again, this is like dumber Euphoria.
Speaking of shows with that are celebrity packed and have a bad plot, what did you think of Dave?
Oh, good point. Good transition. I just watched the finale of Dave. I enjoyed it. I thought the finale was good. I think that's like what Dave is best at, is like doing compelling narrative, interesting sort of plot twists. And yeah, I mean, I think he's gotten to this place where people have enough respect for him as a TV showrunner and writer and rapper somehow, that he could get Brad Pitt and Drake. But I think it's not just that he got those people, it's what he did with them. And I think that for me, I thought it was good. I thought the season was kind of hit or miss. I thought there were some great episodes. The one where they got stuck in the house in the storm, I thought was particularly good. Mm-hmm. I thought the finale was good. There were some episodes I was just like, ugh, this one misses. But hey, look, you know, I respect it. And it, you know, it feels like Little Dicky Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really think the celebrities added all that much. I mean, I think it's they're trying to like paint a picture of the status, quote unquote. Yeah. But I don't know. I liked the season, but the last two episodes just were like, shut the fuck up. I don't know. I was just like, I feel like I just got annoyed at like, yeah. I just feel like it just annoyed me for some reason.
That's fair. Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there were definitely moments where I was kind of like, am I liking the show as much as when it started? And I don't know. It just was fine. It was fine, and it was more ambitious, which I liked. But then sometimes it just kind of fell like really hard and flat. And I don't know. Like kind of like Mark Zuckerberg doing a jujitsu. You know, sometimes it falls down and you know, starts snoring for a little bit, and then
no, Facebook, Alex, those were grunts. Those were grunts of effort.
So what's the story? So So there's an article in like the New York Times, I believe, about Mark Zuckerberg doing jujitsu, right? Yes. Which we'd covered here a couple weeks ago. Or is this a new?
This is a story. No, this is a build from the story of him, like. Okay. From the pictures we saw a couple weeks ago with the medals on.
Yes.
So at that tournament, allegedly, he got choked out. And
yeah,
the ref stopped the match because
yes,
he heard Zuck snoring, which is a you know a sign that you were unconscious. You know,
that is sucked.
You've been choked out. Like if you were snoring, it's time to stop the fight.
But didn't he get medals at the tournament? So how did he get choked out and also like perform well? I'm struggling there.
You know, I'm not entirely sure how they do the medals these days. They may have been like some sort of participation trophy type thing. Surely, you know, if Zuck shows up to your BBJ competition, you got to give him some sort of medal so he can post about
That's right.
But the engineer from Uber just might be that much nicer at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He might just be him. He's writing code and fucking, you know, choking Zuck out. Yeah. Kind of, it's a sick alpha move. Like, imagine being that dude in Uber right now. Be like, I choked Mark Zuckerberg out. Like, that was me.
Yeah. I like how they got the quotes from Lucas Costa, the referee, who said that, you know, he was paying a lot of attention and, you know, he didn't fight back and he was waiting. And after the third snore, he had to stop the fight, which I guess if you're being choked out, you kind of don't know whether the person is unconscious or not. When they start snoring, that's probably a good sign to just like maybe.
Yeah. Call and it's fight. Like amateur, like MMA, like you're.
Yeah.
It's like amateur Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So you're not letting this like play out, you know, like you're not you know, this isn't some sort of title match where you let it go a little bit, even if you hear some noises, like, you know, this is fucking like two tech bros fighting. Like you can't have somebody die in that arena.
He's not just any tech bro. He's actually the world's most famous, most richest tech bro. That's not like, you know, he's not Elon Musk, I guess, but he's in the top two and he's two, right? So I mean, Mark Zuckerberg's in your ring and you probably pay extra attention, right? To Zuck.
You can't be the guy who let Mark Zuckerberg die.
No, absolutely not. But I will say Zuckerberg's looking fucking jacked these days.
Well, yeah,
I know we've been talking MMA. A lot about he's doing MMA, but like I know we've been talking a lot about Bezos is there's been so much talk about how buff Bezos is, but I don't think people are paying enough attention to Zuckerberg.
I think
I think it's natural too, but his shoulders are fucking explosive, man. He's looking big.
Good for him.
And his neck is looking thick. And I will say, like, I noticed it not in his like jiu-jitsu videos. He was talking about his like the MetaQuest. There was like a video that came out like this week. Obviously they knew that Apple was coming out with their version, and so they were like, oh, we got to get ahead. And he posted some video about him like playing around with I guess the newest version of the Facebook helmet VR set. And dude, it's just funny to see him like promote tech stuff now because he's so fucking jacked.
Good for him.
He looks like an alien. Oh, like always he does look like a fucking avatar, but like he's now a fucking swole one.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. Like, he's using his money and time to do something productive. Like, I mean, he's still shitty, but, you know, and he's still Zuck. But, you know, he's ripped now, so that's pretty cool for him. I wish
He loves a side quest. He loves a side quest. He's like, I'm going to learn how to fucking surf, and I'm going to learn how to fucking, you know, kill my own food and kill my own dinner and barbecue. And now the latest thing is, you know, jiu-jitsu and... I hope he goes full MMA. I don't think he will, but
no way.
It would be fucking sick. Do you think Dana White's not offering him a big old bag to be like, yo, Zuckerberg, MMA debut? You know how many people would watch it?
Everybody.
Fucking
literally
tremendous.
Everybody.
Maybe
he should start boxing so he could get in the ring with the Pauls.
Yeah. I don't think he would do that. I feel like he would do it like real style. I actually just watched on one of my flights, I watched the Netflix McGregor doc.
Oh yeah,
really good. I'm not a huge Conor McGregor fan, but it was really well done. A really well done story about him and where he comes from and his whole journey through fighting to today, and like how everyone keeps, you know, sort of ruling him out and saying that he's done, and then he keeps getting beat. And so it's actually a really beautiful doc. Whether you care about, you know, him or MMA at all, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So,
He should be good for his next fight, though, because he's technically retired, and I think he's doing all of the steroids.
Who, McGregor?
Yeah, he's they show him on TV now. McGregor. They show him on TV at the events, and he's like just fucking chiseled. Yeah. He's huge. I think he's got some face work done potentially.
Yeah. Well, he's super rich, and he is, you know, the whole doc was talking about how he doesn't need to fight anymore because he's already like cemented his legacy and he's a champion and he's super rich. But he does, again, this is like documentary totally from one sided point of view, but his whole doc is like he just loves fucking fighting people. And good. So even if he's not the best number one in the world, he's not ready to give it up. And he's still down to like get in the ring. And yeah, I think he's had a couple of tough losses, but he's not interested in not fighting anymore. So it's just a matter of like who he fights and how badly he gets hurt before he can do the next one.
I think there's a possibility that he comes back and makes a title push.
Yeah. Oh, with dude, McGregor new, Zuckerberg. New physique. Oh, my God. McGregor Zuckerberg would be electric. I'd be there front row.
Yeah.
Kevin, speaking of Zuckerberg and speaking of devices, the big day was yesterday, WWDC 23, the Apple keynote, that we've all been waiting for.
Is this the first one ever outside?
No, it did look, I haven't watched it cause I've been so busy, but it was a recording. They've been doing these recordings. They don't do them live anymore.
Oh yeah.
Which, kind of a bummer. I think they started doing that during COVID when they just like, again, they couldn't get all the same people or couldn't get the big rooms and do the live conferences. And I think they've gone to this place where they don't, you know, it's a lot easier to control mm-hmm. when nothing is live. And so they record it all. And so I think what they did this time was they had it all done and then they brought a bunch of people together to watch it. So I think there was some footage I saw of Tim Cook watching Tim Cook on stage introducing stuff.
Now that's fucking meta.
Super meta stuff. But they introduced some new iMac Airs, some Mac Studios, which we just bought. So that's great. And then some new Mac Pros. But then the thing that everyone's been waiting for and the big, big moment was Apple Vision Pro. So everyone's seen it at this point. It is the augmented reality headset. I gotta start. The name is weak. It's a weak name.
Apple Vision.
Apple Vision Pro. Like, I'm sorry. I love you, Apple, so much. That does not feel like a groundbreaking product.
Off the top of the dome, do you have any suggestions?
Apple Sight? I don't know. If we're gonna go with Vision, if that's the thing,
like Apple of my eye.
Eyesight. I don't know. Vision Pro just feels. I don't know. So. Obviously, I had seen a lot of the sort of drawings and the renderings as you do leading up to some of these keynotes. They can never really truly keep things secret these days just because so many people need to touch them. And so you'll see like renderings of fake versions, but this is the real thing. And it's here and it looks a lot like a pair of ski goggles.
It does.
And it's got some really interesting features, most notably the fact that you can see people's eyes through it. I think that was something that people were kind of surprised by. And I think it's a very intentional move by Apple to make it feel less like you're a guy wearing a computer on your face and a little bit more like you're wearing like sunglasses. So it's not that weird when you're like other people are around you and you're wearing this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not going to be weird at all.
No, when you have a fucking giant computer strapped to your face. And then on the inside, you can kind of like see through to see like the world. So it's not fully like this, like 100% augmented reality sort of experience unless you wanted to. So you can kind of like dial it up on the side and you can kind of like, you know, sort of figure out or sort of control how much real life you want and how much sort of like fake life do you want to have.
Damn, I want this like forever. Like I need like a brain implant from Apple. I want to just live in the AR space with all my cool movies. Catch me watching Despicable Me or any of the Minions movies. Full immersion.
So here's the deal. Here's my take on this. You know I want this. Like, you know. Like, it's so fucking stupid. But, like, I love Apple. And, like, I am an Apple fanboy. And I love the hype. And like, they just, you know, this is the first product that they've introduced since the watch. I got the watch on the first day, no questions asked. The first watch, first day. I've worn it 5 times in my life. So good use of funds there. And I feel the same way about this thing. Like, I just fucking need it. I don't know how to describe other than like, I just need it. And I don't have any other answers other than that. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing. It's like, the thing looks big. Like, it's got a fucking battery pack, for Christ's sakes. Like,
yeah,
it has a wire.
Yeah. Like, they really snuck that one in there too. Like,
yeah,
it's got a sleek battery pack that you put in your pocket.
Yeah, like, that's kind of crazy that, like, you know, like, you gotta have a back pocket, you know, for a battery pack. This is Apple. Like, the thing looks big too. It's not like a little thing. And I think ultimately, I think this will get better. And that's what most people say about Apple products, is like, over time, things will get sleeker and it will become more sort of streamlined. And so I do believe that, but I gotta have it.
Alex, if I ever catch you on the streets of Greenpoint walking with this on your face down the street, I'm going to mug you myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to need to hire security, so I think I'm going to need your help to sort of help me around. Here's what I would say. Critical, you know, so Apple fanboy version of me being like, oh, shit, like, this thing looks crazy and I need it. Mm-hmm. The second thing, my other thing is, like, I got to say, again, I didn't watch the full keynote. I did watch the full video about it, so that's really all I'm basing this on. But, like, the demos didn't look that crazy.
No.
Like, I will say, like, for a computer that's that, you know, sort of, like, the technology of it looks incredible, right? Like, what they're actually achieving here with the fact that I can, like, pick something with my eyes and, like, control things with my fucking fingers. Like, there's some crazy tech in this thing.
Absolutely.
But, like, I gotta say, like, the fact that their big, you know, sort of selling point is that I can watch, like, a TV in my living room and, like, answer emails and, like, receive texts. It's like, I could do all that already. I already have a TV in my fucking, like, living room, and I already have a fucking thing I can watch videos on. It's my phone. So, like, I don't really understand, like, why. Like, I want to be courtside at the Knicks game. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I want to be immersed. Like, this is virtual reality, man. Like, I want to be watching the Knicks game next to Spike Lee. And, like, I want to get in the game for a minute and chuck up a couple threes, you know? Like, what? Like,
they should come on, do
Apple.
That.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I expect. If I'm going to put this fucking giant thing on my head, like, I need to get in the game.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm right there with you. I would be in staunch support of this Apple Vision Pro if it had some sort of you know, courtside, front row stadium action seats. I would buy it in a minute. I'd blow my load on it. I'd need to get some side hustles, you know. I need to get my shit in line, but I'd get it. I'd have it on my face for football season.
Do you think they're gonna do I think they're gonna like I mean, I think it will get there, like, right? Because, like, virtual reality, like, other headset that I've ever seen, like, has fully dimensional things that I don't want to be in reality. You know what I mean? Like, they're highly emphasizing reality.
Oh, well, you so just got to crank it up, Alex.
Yeah, I know, but I can kind of get the reasoning, right? Like, you're putting a computer on your face and you look like you're going to be, like, completely, you know, sort of separated from your friends and family and anyone around you. And, like, I get that that's kind of creepy. And so they want to make it sort of like more like a spatial computer. That's what they call it. It's like spatial interface or something like that. Which, again, like, Apple's a little obsessed with spatial right now. They have spatial audio. Now this is spatial computing. I just think this is all going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, again, like, I never wanted, like, a Quest Pro or whatever the fuck Meta version is. But Apple doing
it. They did it.
They done did it. Available next year, which is kind of a bummer, which is like, we got a lot of months left in this year.
Yeah, don't tease us. Maybe hold this one for September.
Yeah. I mean, $3,500 is the big sort of, you know, the big thing that everyone's talking about. $3,500 is a lot of money for a headset. But, I'm going to need this thing.
Can't put a price on swag.
You can't put a price on swag. And man, when you see my fucking digital eyes on the other side of my fucking ski goggles, you're going to be like, damn, dude, Alex is fucking in, you know, he's in the Calm app.
Damn. Then you can
see that was like one. Yeah. Finally, I can get calm.
Oh my God.
All my anxiety that I've had, Kevin, for all this time is finally going to go away once I strap this $3,500 fucking computer to my face.
Yeah. I mean, first off, I'm a little concerned. I'd be a little concerned with like the 23 million pixels. That number was, I don't know how the
feels
fuck
a little too high.
Yeah, it feels a little too high. I don't know if that's necessarily good for your eyes. I'm not a scientist or a doctor, but speculating that having something so close right in your eyes, in the dark, presumably with the seal and all that shit, may not be best for your eyes. That's my first gripe. Second gripe, obviously, is going to be the price. That's a lot of money, but again, you can't put a price on swag. And
no, absolutely not.
You know, I think that it's just the nail in the coffin for, you know, AR is here to stay. VR is here to stay. Like we're going in the metaverse. Apple made it cool. In like 2 or 3 years, you're going to see, it's going to be like the AirPod Max, where you just see like, you know, all these little kids are going to be walking around with fucking, all these rich New York teenagers are going to have the Apple Vision Pros on, and, you know, we're going to be able to see their eyes, and it's just going to be, it's going to be, I don't know. It's going to be something.
I mean, listen, the AirPod Maxes, right? Like, those are official. Like, people thought those were incredibly expensive. They're $600. They're not cheap, but they are everywhere. This is a big jump from that. And so it will be interesting to see, like, how many people actually are rocking this. And, like, are they going to rock it in public? Like, I don't think
please, no.
They will. I don't know, but I don't know. I think there's a lot of things that are still feel a little rough around the edges. Like, I think those eyes that are on the front, like digital eyes, are kind of like creepy and weird. I think that's going to be creepy in person. Also, the fact that like when you want to do like a FaceTime, did you see this? It's going to scan your face and then it's going to create like a digital representation of you when you're in these kind of like chats. Like, I don't know. That feels creepy too. But, well, you know, with all this said, the day it comes out, I gotta have it. So we'll play around with it. Yeah, I mean, come on, like we have to. We have no choice, man. This is the future. The future is here, and I will be curious to see where it goes from here. And I think, like the first iPhone, I think it will be determined. Its success will be determined by what you can do with it, and like what people make for it, and what the apps are. You know, sort of not necessarily what Apple does, but what people make that you can do once you have the technology. And I think that's going to be interesting. I will say also, Tim Cook, this has got to be a hit, man, right? Like, I probably shouldn't say this because Apple is a client. We love them very much. But, you know, this is the first big thing he's really put out, right? Like, this is, I mean, he's put out a lot of great computers, a lot of great stuff. Scratch all the section from the record. But, you know, I do think it's going to be interesting to see whether this will be the hit, like the next big Apple product. They're putting a lot, you know, this feels like a big bet on something that I got to think that they know that there's way, you know, more expansive opportunities and possibilities with this thing.
Let them cook.
Let them cook. And so, speaking of cooking, we got T-Pain teaming up with Wendy's. It's been, ready to feel real old, Kevin? It's been 16 years since T-Pain wanted to buy you a drink. And T-Pain's back. He teamed up with Wendy's, and he's doing that thing where he reprises his mega platinum, mega popular sort of song and puts the product into it. It's called Buy You a Frosty. And Kevin put the music in right about meow. Boom, boom. Frosty Paint. Wendy's. Hey there, you. I don't know your name, but let me talk to you. Let me buy you some things. I'm Frosty Paint. You know me. Yeah, it's me, Nappy Boy.
Yes, we'll take. enjoy you and me. We're taking bites like we licking spoons like talk to me. I talk back. Let's talk frosties. I talk that strawberry frosty. Brand new shades. Frosty got class. Oh, behave. Let's get gone. Walk it out. Just like that. That's what I'm talking about. We gon' have fun. You gon' see. On that frosty, you should get like me. I'ma buy you a frosty. Not gonna take it home with me. I'll take two frosties. Let's enjoy you and me. We're taking bites like we licking spoons like
okay. And so this is in a celebration of the return of the strawberry frosty, which I don't know if I ever had. Kevin, you ever have a strawberry frosty from Wendy's?
I believe back in the day I've had a strawberry frosty. I don't remember how it was. It probably was a strawberry frosty.
Yeah, I like a strawberry milkshake from McDonald's. That was something I was a bit addicted to when I was in college. When I was, sort of a broke college kid, and I would just go, sort of get a dollar menu burger and a strawberry milkshake.
Nice.
I'm into it. And I will say, while this is cheesy and bad and kind of like, it actually makes me kind of sad to see like artists go to this part of their like career. T-Pain is wonderful. Like, yeah. T-Pain is such a lovely human. Like, any interview I've ever seen with T-Pain, I immediately like the guy. Like, if you've ever seen, like, videos of T-Pain singing without autotune, he's amazing. Incredible. He's a really good singer. I saw he did a show recently, and he had, like, a full band behind him. And he was doing covers. He was doing T-Pain songs. And it was all no autotune. And he was amazing. He was such a dynamic performer, electric, like, just stage presence. And I want T-Pain to win. I just root for T-Pain. Like, hand up. I really like T-Pain. And the music is great. And I will say, this video immediately is less cheesy than I thought it was going to be. Like, it's corny, but they pull it off.
Yeah, T-Pain fucking rules. He got a bad rap, back in the day when he introduced the world to autotune. Caught a lot of shit for that, probably people weren't too nice to him for that, but yeah. He's such a sweetheart, like you said. I mean, he's such a lovable guy, and I think just a guy everyone can get behind and root for. And I'm not even that mad either about this song. Like, I would probably be like, I hate when brands do anything, honestly, and especially when they touch songs and work with artists and touch songs and work with artists that I particularly love. And this could have sucked, and maybe it does. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I just love T-Pain. So
I think I'm with you. Maybe I just love T-Pain, but I will say Frost T-Pain. That's not bad. Like, that's not great, but that's like, it works. And then, like, I will say from the first line, he says, "Hey there, you, I don't know your name, but let me talk to you. Let me buy you something." Like, I'm in. You know?
Hooked.
I'm in. Like, it's kind of funny, this is the man that rhymed with Scanson with a mansion, right? Mm-hmm. The man can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Go get that bag.
He put out Wisconsin University merch. Know that he sells Wisconsin's. It's like a side hustle. You can go to Wisconsin.co, and it's like, it's just merch that is from Wisconsin University.
Good for him.
Yeah, exactly.
I love seeing T-Pain. Get the bag.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Exactly. Yeah. Nappy Boy Way, 930, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, Wisconsin University, and it has like college rankings dead last. Average GPA, 2.5. This is funny. T-Pain's great.
Yeah, T-Pain's great.
We like T-Pain.
And
yeah. He's a national treasure.
Alex loves Wendy's, too.
I do love Wendy's. Love Wendy's.
A big Wendy's guy.
Big Wendy's guy. Kevin, is that the show? Is that the program?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Yeah, this didn't need to work, but it did work.
Yeah.
I miss you, Kevin. We were victorious champions of the world. The Dial-On Awards, 3 more Dial-On Awards coming back to the studio on the other
Triple
side
D's.
Of the wall.
Like Guy Fieri.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking us, man. We fucking did it. Best brand identity, butter. Come on now. Come on.
Slam dunk.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, and you know
That donkey sauce is gangster.
That's right, you know, the fucking three D's. I think this is now we already have 2 D's, so I guess now we're up to 5 D's.
Let's throw some D's on that bitch.
That's right, man. We're the big D is yeah. You know, is coming home.
I know. I was a little sad. I feel like last year we went to Howe and went to the Dial-On Awards.
I know.
I'm not even sad about not going. I'm sad about, like, I feel like this year would have been a better year to go. Because I saw, like, a couple people on my story that, like, you know,
independent
of people I saw last year who were there. And I was like, shit, like, that would have been fun to, like, go hang out with, like, you know, some people. But
I had the same feeling, Kevin. I saw the people collecting their trophies, friends of the podcast. You know what I'll say though, Kevin? It's good to see everyone out there winning.
Yeah. You know? I love when people win.
We love when people win, and especially us, but we love when people that have come on the pod and friends of the pod are out there winning, out there shining, out there collecting their big D's. And yeah, it's a bummer we couldn't be there, but next year, Kevin, we're gonna get more D's. And we'll be there to celebrate and wherever Howe is. But yeah, congrats to us. Congrats for us for doing a this is a 10 o'clock podcast, Kevin, in New York. So don't say to all the listeners out there, you know, don't say we never did anything for you.
Don't come in
DMs and say where's the pod. Just Alex is literally podding from a hotel room in Los Angeles, and Kevin's at 10 past 10 o'clock at night.
You see these windows.
So YouTube, like, subscribe to the YouTube, fucking Instagram, Twitter, all these places. I don't even think we're on Twitter, but TikTok, we're there. Yeah, we're growing, we're grooving, we're moving, we're shaking. Followers count going up, listeners going up. Shout out to Canada. Shout out to all our new listeners. Shout out to anyone. Graphic design, baby. We in here.
Yep. We're doing the damn thing. All right. Peace.
Baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you. Let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain. You know me. Convict music, Nappy Bowie. I know the club, close at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Oh, she vibing, she rolling, she rolling. She climbing that bowling, yeah. She tripping, she playing, she playing. I'm not going nowhere, girl, I'm staying. I gotta tell her how I feel. I gotta let her hear the best love song.